This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my lord, right-wingers are doing it again, and we cannot let them get away with this. All of the right-wingers in the media and in Trump's administration are currently going on a victimhood tour, saying that Trump is a small little hurt boy and we all need to unify around him so nobody else hurts him. First of all, political violence is always bad. Never on the Adam Mockler show or in our liberal spheres have we called for political violence. But secondly, you know who has called for political violence? The damn president of the United States. I made a tweet earlier. It said, MAGA authoritarianism is when the president making death threats is just a joke, but then a comedian making jokes is somehow shaping public policy. You can't have both things, and if you do want both things, then you may just be an authoritarian. Before I play this first clip of Caroline Leavitt, let me show you my response to Melania Trump's announcement she made 3 hours ago. Again, Melania Trump made a post saying that Jimmy Kimmel is hateful and violent, and that he wants to divide our country. Like, I almost can't even believe this. You're going to talk about hateful and violent rhetoric intended to divide our country? So I made a tweet, and I said, is this your husband? It says, Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt people. President Donald J. Trump. That's what he said. And this got a million views in like an hour. Someone responded saying, you people keep trying to make this equivalence, and it just falls flat. So I said, you support this. Own it, coward. And it's when Trump was reposting people saying, hang them. George Washington would. Punishable by death, because some Democratic Congress members decided to make a video saying don't follow illegal orders, which is not sedition whatsoever. So someone said, are you trying to be retarded or is yours instinctual? And I said, I can literally do this all day. And I responded with, a whole civilization will die tonight. You know that post from Donald Trump. Again, I can literally do this all day, quite literally. So returning back to Caroline Leavitt's post, her comments, we cannot let them get away with this level of lying. They are the depraved ones, and we know that. As usual, make sure to drop a like if you appreciate the fighting that we exhibit, not only on here, but on Twitter, on Facebook, and even in person at these debates. We go to Trump rallies, we go on CNN, and we debate. Also, make sure to drop a subscription below. It's free, and it genuinely helps. All of the content on the Adam Mockler channel will always be free. Take a look.
Just from the rhetoric, you mentioned the First Lady and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's comments were, Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow. And he said this days before the shooting, but there does seem to be a normalization of rhetoric about assassinating this particular president. How can this administration try to put an end to this?
Well, I think you heard it directly from the president on Saturday night, Aisha, that in his words, we need to recommit ourselves as a country to toning down the rhetoric and to unifying around what makes our country great. That's true of everyone who works in this White House, but as I said, it's also true of everyone who has a voice and a platform across this country.
Oh my God, give me a break. Donald Trump has the largest voice and platform in this country, and he's used it since his beginning of politics to say that Obama was not born in this country. That's hateful and divisive, and that is a conspiratorial racist lie. He used it to say that Hillary Clinton should be locked up for her many crimes, even going so far as to feeding into conspiracies about her. Then, of course, she never got locked up because she didn't do anything. Donald Trump then said the election was stolen. He's been the biggest purveyor of divisiveness. Of course, everybody admits this, but when Republicans talk about it, they just say he has some, you know, personality defects. They'll say that, you know, he's got some abrasiveness that I don't like. They try to downplay it as much as possible, but this is eroding the very fabric of what our country is supposed to be about. Freedom of speech and freedom of press allows different groups and different peoples to coexist under the same institutions. That's what's beautiful about America. A bunch of different groups with different beliefs can have harmonious living conditions. They can live in harmony, and it's amazing. But Caroline Levin and Donald Trump have tried to take that away.
So you're on television, a podcast host, people listen. And when you have mentally disturbed individuals across the country who are listening to this crazed rhetoric about the president day after day after day, it inspires them to do crazy things. And unfortunately, it's not just the media. It is the entire Democrat Party has made their pitch to voters across the country that Donald Trump poses an existential threat to democracy, that he is a fascist, and that they compare him to Hitler. I mean, these are despicable statements that the American people have been consuming for years.
The only mainstream politician in America to compare Donald Trump to Hitler is J.D. Vance. I got a really viral moment on this during my Jubilee 1 versus 20.
I ask you, is your position that people in power should not be calling the opposition party fascists or Gestapo or Hitler?
Donald Trump
called Kamala Harris and Joe Biden a fascist a dozen times throughout the campaign trail. He called them Gestapo, and only one politician has called Donald Trump Hitler, and it's J.D. Vance, his vice president.
Okay, returning to Caroline Levitt's absurd comments.
And so many mentally perturbed individuals are led to believe these words are truth and then are inspired to act on it. I have a whole host of examples that we can share with you after. It is pages and pages of major Democrat Party elected officials saying, such as Rep. Hakeem Jeffries, just this month said, "We are in an era of maximum warfare everywhere all the time." Governor Josh Shapiro said, "Heads need to roll within the administration."
It's a common phrase. We're joking here, right? So Trump can say a whole civilization will die. He can say hang them, seditious behavior. And he can say Robert Mueller just died. Good. And that shouldn't be taken literally, just a personality defect. But when he says heads will roll, when Josh Shapiro says heads will roll, that's supposed to be an assassination threat. And by the way, as Jamie Dupree points out, the really funny part about this complaint about maximum warfare, remember Hakeem Jeffries said the other day, it is now maximum warfare to win back power in the House, right? This meaning we're going to like fire on all cylinders. And when I say fire on all cylinders, I'm not actually meaning firing with multiple guns. I mean the turn of phrase, firing on all cylinders, right? But when he says maximum warfare, he's actually quoting one of the White House political strategists, one person close to the president who insisted on anonymity to describe the White House's political strategy candidly, summed it up succinctly: maximum warfare everywhere, all of the time. Yeah. I can say that this person also wasn't talking about going to war with each other, even though he may think we should, but Caroline Levitt will be so disingenuous when interpreting Democrats. Caroline Levitt then continues this brain-rotting victimhood tour, saying that Trump was trying to fight Secret Service to keep it all going.
This includes the heroic agent who took a bullet to the chest. Thankfully, he was saved by his bulletproof vest. Minutes after returning here to the White House, to the Oval Office, despite fighting Secret Service to try to stay and keep the dinner going on Saturday, ahead of addressing you here in the briefing room, President Trump was intent on speaking to this brave agent to ensure he was okay.
Oh my God. Then she starts saying that no other presidents have faced assassination attempts like this.
No other president in history has faced such repeated, serious attempts on his life.
Tell that to Abraham Lincoln, or maybe JFK. Even Ronald Reagan had multiple assassination attempts that were rather high profile, so she's just lying on this victimhood tour. Take a look at this clip.
For example, as the First Lady of the United States pointed out this morning, just 2 days prior to the shooting, ABC's late night host Jimmy Kimmel disgustingly called First Lady Melania Trump an expectant widow. Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband?
I mean, Melania Trump definitely didn't want to go back to the White House for the second time. I mean, we can all say that pretty confidently, right? I don't think she wanted to return to the White House with Trump.
And having experienced what I did with the First Lady on Saturday night, I can tell you that she was anything but that. This kind of rhetoric about the president, the First Lady, and his supporters is completely deranged, and it's unbelievable that the American people are consuming it night after night after night.
Again, I want to point out what I said earlier. We cannot live in a society where comedians making jokes is equal to serious public policy. And then the president of the United States using his public policy for bad is just somehow sarcastic joke. It is incredibly backwards. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, if you appreciate the fight we put up in debates and online, and, you know, not physical, actual fight, you know, the metaphorical fight that we put up to make sure democracy is saved, then make sure you subscribe below. These MAGA sycophants who are twisting our words, we're going to make sure that the truth gets out there, and we're going to make sure that the president of the United States isn't able to make these wild threats. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.